Welcome to Hidden Gems, a special series for the 3 and 30 podcast. I'm Rachel, and I often talk about uncovering the magic and finding the flecks of gold in our motherhood. Well, our library of almost 300 podcast episodes is a treasure trove of information and inspiration, but it might feel intimidating to sort through it all and find the hidden gem that you need right now within your mothering journey. So as part of this new series, each Thursday in April and May, I'm going to uncover a hidden gem from our podcast archives. These episodes will consist of one takeaway from one of my favorite previous episodes of 3 and 30. I hope this will be a quick midweek nugget of wisdom for you. And if you want to hear the full episode, we will, of course, link that in the show notes. Did you catch Monday's episode with Casey Davis, author of How to Keep House While Drowning? If you missed it, you're going to want to go back and listen because it was truly a treat to have Casey on the show talking about how we can rethink housework. To go along with Casey's thoughts, I knew I wanted to air an excerpt from episode 161, Cleaning Strategies for the Naturally Messy Mom with Candy Kidd, as this week's hidden gem. We have been hearing from Candy a lot lately, and for good reason. Candy gets it. And this takeaway teaching us how to lower the activation energy it takes to get started cleaning goes right along with Casey's advice from Monday's episode. Listen in to learn what activation energy is, as well as fun ideas to help lower it, such as a celebration blitz. Before we hear this takeaway with Candy, let's take a quick break to hear from this episode's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Every Plate, America's best value meal kit. Are you feeling that May energy, or should I say lack of energy? All the end of school year events are so fun, but it can get tricky trying to juggle everything, especially making dinner. Every Plate is helping me take back my time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 30 minutes or less. We recently made the tangy teriyaki meatball bowls, and the combination of flavors and textures was delicious and just what we needed after a long day. Every Plate offers plenty of variety, so you'll never get stuck in a cooking rut. It's so rewarding to have a restaurant-quality meal at home with the pre-portioned ingredients ready to grab. That's one of my favorite things about Every Plate. Their lower price is what sets them apart from other meal kits. Every Plate meals are even 25% cheaper than grocery shopping, so it's a good value all around. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 3in30149. That's $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code 3in30149. Without further ado, here's this week's hidden gem with Candy Kidd.
So what is your second takeaway?
My second takeaway is to lower the activation energy. And the activation energy is how much energy it takes to get started or to act. And so the lower the activation energy, the more likely you are to do something. So oftentimes when we're tidying, it's just overwhelming. And I feel like naturally messy moms, maybe we're not as messy as we are just overwhelmed. And so there's a couple things you can do. In the first podcast, I talked about a celebration blitz, and I'll often do that just to get me started. And that is where you grab, you know, set the timer for 2 minutes, and every single thing you do, you celebrate. Like pick up a sock, woohoo, pick up a piece of paper, yay, and you do that for 2 minutes, and then it just gets you started. Because once you're started, it's, you know, easy. Once you're in motion, you keep going. But just getting started takes a lot of energy.
Mm. And the celebration blitz makes it kind of rewarding or fun to get going. And you've given me this tip before, and we talked about this in the first podcast in more depth if anyone's interested. But I have done this and I feel so ridiculous doing it that it makes me laugh. And that puts me in a good mood to continue the chore. So I'm like, I'm awesome. And I like will be really dramatic, you know, as I like throw a sock into the washer. And then I'm like, you know, wiping the counter and I'm like, I am a rock star. And then I'm just like laughing and you stop after 2 minutes. But then you just can keep going because you're kind of in a good mood and you're on a roll.
Yes, it really is amazing. And it's so crazy. And we always tease each other about different celebrations that we have. Me and my kids. Yeah. The other thing is to set a timer. Sometimes just setting a timer will get you started. One of my sisters, she graduated college and she said that the only way she was able to write a paper is she would just set a timer for 10 minutes. And I'll just work out this paper for 10 minutes. Sometimes I do that with my house. My sister said that she'll set a timer for 90 seconds. Sometimes it'll be 5 minutes. Sometimes it'll be 10 minutes just of cleaning. Like I'm going to just clean for 90 seconds. Another way, if you're super, super overwhelmed and you're like, you have a sink full of dishes and it's just too much, is to chunk it down. Like, chunk down the project so small that you can't talk yourself out of it. That's lowering activation energy. So if I had a sink full of dishes, I might say, can I turn on the hot water? Yes, I can do that. Can I get out the soap? Yes, not too hard. Can I get out a dishcloth? Yes. Can I put the dish in the sink? Yes. So each of those things are so tiny that they're not overwhelming and you can do it. And a lot of times I'll just chunk it down and it lowers the activation energy enough that I can get going.
Mm. And I do have to say, and this isn't just a shameless plug, that listening to podcasts helps me a lot with this too, because if I just start listening to something while I start cleaning, even if I'm dreading the cleaning, if I can get into a quick podcast or something, then I'm much more likely to keep going.
That is a good point. Me too.
Yeah. And even maybe more so than music or like an audiobook that's an undefined length of time.
Yeah, I think that's like the best timer. And it's true. When you have it hooked with something you enjoy, then it makes a difference and you're willing to get started. So with activation energy, it's just about getting started.
Yeah. I also think with activation energy for me, it's having the supplies really easily accessible for whatever it is that I want to be doing. So like if my cleaning supplies are like up on a top shelf and I'm going to have to climb on top of the washer to get to them, I'm way less likely to clean than if they're right there, which is similar to the toilet brush thing, you know, having it right there. But keeping those cleaning supplies handy is huge. Like, I know you set up some different stations in your house for different habits that you wanted to have, like making a smoothie every morning. You have a smoothie station. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. And this idea actually came from the house that cleans itself. And she has tons of station. But for me, like, I wanted to get in the habit of making smoothies. And so learning all the stuff that I have learned, I know that if I change my environment, I'm more likely to do it. Designed for laziness kind of thing. And so I have and I've had this in every single house, and we actually probably drink more smoothies than I would had we not done this. But I'll have my smoothie and the chia seed and the flax seed and the protein powder, everything together. And so I could just pull it all out at once, and then I put it all back together. I've done that with in the morning, I like to have time just to recharge myself. And so I have a basket that has a journal with a pen and my scriptures and an inspiring book. And so I'm not spending all this time like, oh, I need a pen, I need a journal. It's like I grab the basket and it's all there. And so, yeah, that it does get you started. And it does, you know, it's a lot easier to get started with that kind of stuff. So I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah. And I think with cleaning supplies, like having a thing of Clorox wipes in each bathroom that you can just grab out and use, or like a Norwex cloth that you can use to just have it handy and use it in that bathroom.
Yeah,
it's ready to go.
I have a squeegee in my shower and it like makes such a difference just to hurry and do it. All of a sudden, I'm not having to spend my time, you know, cleaning my shower because I clean it when I'm in the shower. And I have like trash cans in my car and these different little things of just changing your environment. All of a sudden, you have a lot less work than you used to.
Mm-hmm. And it's the lower activation energy.
Yeah, you're willing
to
do it.
These things.
Yes, totally.
Well, that's our hidden gem for the week, and I think the biggest gem of all is Candy. I just love her, and I bet you've grown to love her too after how much we've heard from her on the podcast lately. I love how she says that as moms, maybe we're not as messy as we are just overwhelmed. Candy truly gets it, and I so appreciate her lighthearted perspective and genuinely helpful tips for cleaning and organizing tasks that sometimes feel quite heavy. If you want to hear the rest of this interview with Candy, be sure to check out the full episode, episode 161, which is linked in the show notes, and be sure to subscribe to the show by hitting the little plus button in the top right-hand corner of your podcast listening app, so you'll be notified of new episodes every time they drop. I'll see you back here Monday for our full 3 and 30 episode, and next Thursday for another hidden gem. Be well, my friend. I'm rooting for you.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Desiree Endres, and I'm the host of your new favorite podcast, Minimalish. Minimalish is a podcast about making room for what matters in your life by living with less of what doesn't matter and more of what does, and pursuing intention in every area of our everyday lives. We talk about a realistic version of minimalism that fits your family. We talk about motherhood, family life, work, decluttering, intentional finances, and everything in between. Listen to Minimalish on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.